to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Today's episode is devoted to superheroes.
Ladies, here goes a long chance. Well, I did it again.
You, Parker! Where in places you been? Some crummy kid you turned out to be. You never even showed up to see your team win. You wanted a crack at the team, huh? You can't even be a good water boy. Get out! You're through.
Yes, even the life of a famous superhero like Spider-Man is not all victory and fame.
Seize him!
I can't hang around here all day, fellas.
Catch him! Catch him, you fools!
Official bird cage. I'll let you out next summer, Birdie. Chance. Wow, that's certainly someone I never want to meet again.
I thought so.
Here's why.
Why?
It's Muggs Riley, the bank robber.
Bank robber?
Wrong. He bragged no jail could hold him and tunneled his way out months ago. I believe Peter Parker covered that story.
No. Make fools of us. Make us steal for you.
Hold it! Nobody moves, or the pint-sized web-slinger gets a mask full of hot lead. Get me?
You make us steal!
Spider-Man, save him!
After tangling with a bunch of angry mole men, Muggs is happy to get back in a nice safe cell again.
Amazing.
Farewell, surface people. We return you in your buildings, which will rise to surface again. We'll never steal from surface again.
Mighty glad to hear that, friend.
Where's Spider-Man?
Where is he already?
I'd like to give him my thanks for saving us.
Yes.
That boy Robinson, he's got everything. Rich, tall, handsome, and a star on the team. No wonder the girls are all crazy about him. What can I do? Gotta work after school to help support poor Aunt May and pay for her medicine.
I can't afford groovy clothes and a neatsy red convertible like Roy Robinson.
No wonder Susan can't see anything in me when a big man on campus like that swaggering around. Maybe I could come on big with Susan if I was on the team. Sure. With my spider powers, I could play rings around that darn Roy Robinson. I could be the new star. It's a cinch. Then Susan would let me date her. Wow.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesgroff. Right there, we were listening to some music from the original Spider-Man cartoon show. It's not what it's called. It's just called Spider-Man. Originally broadcast on ABC Television in the United States in 1967. It ran three seasons, 1967 through 1970. And that background music that we heard was either composed by a man named Bob Harris or by somebody whose name we don't know. It's either public domain music, I'm sure some of it was, sort of stock music from a library service that would give you music that you could pay for a very small fee and then use in your films or cartoons or in your commercials or radio ads or whatever. That is some amazing music. I've been on a search for that stuff for a long, long time. The sound that we just heard of that music, quite muddy sounding with a hiss in there. That's because it's taped directly off of a television set. So I apologize for the poor sound quality. But this is the superhero edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast. Right now, we're going to listen to a track off the original television soundtrack album for Batman, the television series Batman, with Burt Ward and Adam West and Cesar Romero and Frank Gorshin, so many other great character actors. This record has been released on CD and cassette, so it's not impossible to find, but it is one of the best superhero records. This is from the Batman soundtrack.
And even as the dynamic duo speeds back to the Batcave, a strange scene ensues inside Mr. Freeze's super air-conditioned mountain hideout.
Sorry, Batman. I wanted to toy with you a little longer. But that is the way the ice cube crumbles.
You're right, you cold fish. What next?
Thank you. baked Alaska, my favorite dessert. We will have with it some of this very special liqueur. Chilled ever so slightly. 10 seconds in my hands cools it properly. 30 seconds for champagne and 1 minute for martini. Nice and cold. Yeah.
None for me, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you do not drink. Revenge! I will have revenge! How does it feel to freeze to death?
Naturally, you didn't know I was wearing my special Super Thermal B long underwear.
Before you trip over your cape, Batman, riddle me this. There are 3 men in a boat with 4 cigarettes, but no matches. How do they manage to smoke?
The Riddler.
Three men in a boat with 4 cigarettes and no matches. How did they manage to smoke? They threw 1 cigarette overboard and made the boat a cigarette lighter.
Correct, boy wonder.
Ringside table, Batman?
Just looking, thanks. I'll stand at the bar. I shouldn't wish to attract attention.
Yes, certainly. It's just that I've read so often about you and Batman in the press, and, well, the experience of actually viewing you in the flesh is faintly faint-making.
Please, Miss Stonewind, there's no reason to be disturbed.
That's right. Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
Meanwhile, atop the Umbrella Factory, we find the sinister secret headquarters of the rascally Penguin and his fine feathered Sphinx.
Signal. Finks. The time is almost nigh.
At the signal, the time will be precisely 5:20. Quack! 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 Quack!
We'll divide the loot, and we'll fly our separate ways.
Wrong, Penguin. You'll all fly together.
Up the river, you birds of a filthy feather.
Pow! Wheel! Stop! Crunch! Kapow! Stop!
Holy hole in a donut! Holy schizophrenia.
Can never get sick of that. That's Burt Ward, obviously, as Robin. Holy Hole in a Donut, one of several tracks we just listened to off the original television soundtrack album for the TV show Batman. Adam West as Batman, Burt Ward as Robin, Burgess Meredith as the Penguin, Frank Gorshin as the Riddler. A great album indeed, and you are listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast, the Superhero Edition. So we've listened to background music from the Spider-Man cartoon show, tracks off this record, the Batman original television soundtrack. Now we're going to listen to a track from the Superman Broadway musical, It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman. And unless you're a really hardcore Superman fan, or big into comic book culture, or a Broadway historian, you probably weren't aware that there was a Broadway musical based on the comic book character Superman, but there was indeed. We're going to listen to a track called It's Superman. This is off a Columbia Records 45. Music is credited to the Ned Odom Boys, but it's not a bluegrass track, as we're about to hear.
Science can't explain. It's not a bird.
adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Say, gang, did you ever notice how a really good breakfast seems to help you start the day feeling swell? Well, that's just what's likely to happen when you treat yourself to a big bowl full of super delicious Kellogg's Pep for breakfast, served up with plenty of milk and your favorite fruit. You know, those crisp golden whole wheat flakes taste the doggone good that you'll probably be right back for a second helping after you finish the first. And that's a good idea, by the way, because Pep's mighty good for you as well as grand tasting. But that's only half the story. There's an exciting prize right inside every single Pep package. It's a colored cardboard plane model that's mighty easy to put together. Now, there are 14 different models you can get altogether, and every model has a list of valuable pointers about that particular plane printed right on the back. What's more, you don't have to send in a single penny for these nifty models, not even a box top. There's a plane in every Pep package. Gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of Pep tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, Superman. Amazing figure from another world with powers and abilities never before realized by mortal men. Given a chance to make good by Perry White, city editor of the Daily Planet, young Clark Kent, who is really Superman, leaped out a window 20 stories above the ground and vanished in a swirl of fog.
They won't get the line clear this side of Sunday.
We shall look for this Mr. Kent, and when we find him... The train. They've decided to go back to Pueblo. Let's look. Aquino. Aquino, that train.
What?
It's going west.
Why, it can't be. Hey, well, what the...
But it is. It's on its way to Denver.
Why, it can't be. Why, there was 20 tons of rock on the line.
Look for yourself, Aquino. It's not possible. It's not human. But look. Well, very well. We go to Denver too, Aquino, at once, to find out what goes on. And to take care of Mr. Kent, the newspaper man. Get the plane ready.
Less than 24 hours to solve the plot and save the Silver Clipper. But now the wolf is hard on Clark Kent's trail. What happens in Denver when daylight comes? When Clark Kent breaks the story and when the wolf meets Superman? Tune in and don't miss it.
The Adventures of... Superman,
faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
Fellows and girls, follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.
Call the roll of the Justice League of America.
Superman!
Here!
Aquaman!
Here!
Wonder Woman!
Here!
Flash!
Here!
Metamorpho!
Here!
Plastic Man!
Here!
And Batman!
Here!
Yeah, here they come. Hey, look out, jump. It's the Justice League. The Justice League. Superheroes all always on the ball. It's the Justice League. The Justice League. It takes big trouble with a capital B. A super colossal calamity. A tremendous, stupendous catastrophe. To bring them all out swinging. And when they're swinging, man, they're bringing big trouble with a capital T. For any super enemy. On Earth or in space or land or sea. Hey, do they put on a show anywhere the four winds blow? When they get the call, watch them go. The Justice League. Yeah, the Justice League. Oh, the Justice League.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our regular program to bring you a special broadcast direct from the secret sanctuary of the Justice League of America. Addressing the council at this emergency meeting is Superman.
Fellow members of the Justice League, the world is under attack at this very moment by the most powerful forces man has ever seen. creatures from space, monsters from the depths of the earth, and criminals operating right within our cities, and they must be destroyed before they destroy the world. Operation Lifesaver is in effect as of right now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. The Justice League is coming.
Here we come, hey, look out, chum, it's the Justice League.
The Justice League.
Superheroes all always on the ball, it's the Justice League.
The Justice League.
There's big trouble with the capital B. A super colossal calamity. A tremendous, stupendous catastrophe. And here we come out swinging. And when we're swinging, man, we're bringing. Big trouble with the capital T. For any on a show, anywhere the four winds blow.
When we get the call, watch us go. The Justice League. Yeah, the Justice League. Oh, the Justice League. That's the Justice League. Plastic Man. Plastic Man.
Guy in a bright red suit, and he always wears goggles and a belt that's a beaut. He was a crook, but he reformed, and then he reformed and reformed and reformed again.
Plastic Man, Plastic Man,
the one, the original Elastic Man, always in great shape for the shape he's in,
the Fantastic Plastic Man! Plastic Man! Plastic Man!
He can stretch his neck treetop high, and stretch his arms till they touch the sky, and stretch his legs till he's so tall he could bounce the moon like a basketball. In
the Fantastic Plastic Man. Plastic Man. Plastic Man.
He's a quick change artist beyond compare. No one else like him, yeah, anywhere. And he's one guy the villains just can't catch. You can count on him.
Fantastic Plastic Man. Plastic Man.
Metamorpho, metamorpho. Metamorpho, metamorpho.
This is the story of the Element Man.
Metamorpho, metamorpho.
Starts out in old Egypt land. Rex Mason was his real name.
Metamorpho, metamorpho.
A soldier of fortune, didn't care about fame.
Metamorpho, metamorpho.
Until fate took a hand in the game. What a change, so strange.
Metamorpho, metamorpho. Metamorpho, metamorpho.
Trapped in a pyramid, he saw a light.
Metamorpho, metamorpho.
It came from a glowing meteorite.
Metamorpho, metamorpho.
Shooting cosmic rays stronger than the sun through his body and brain. And when it was done,
there,
yeah,
there,
yeah,
there, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Batman.
Metamorpho.
Strong as iron, holy as sin.
Metamorpho.
He'll change into copper, cobalt, or tin.
Metamorpho.
Rearrange his molecules just like that. Become anything he'd like at the drop of a hat. Be a hero, a king, yet he'd chuck it all if he could be the one thing he just can't be. Plain Rex Mason, I know, 'cause you see, I am the Element Man.
Metamorpho, the Element Man, a DC superhero who was star of his own comic book, mostly in the early 1960s, and then was brought back in the mid-1970s. Not too much acclaim or fanfare. Nobody seemed to care after the fact. A rather obscure character to be writing an entire song about that track and the track before it about one of my favorite superheroes, Plastic Man. Both off this LP on Power Records, a division of Peter Pan. Songs and stories about the Justice League of America, and this subsidiary, Power Records, was releasing specifically superhero-related albums on the Peter Pan label. They put out a Spider-Man record, they put out an Aquaman record, and some other stuff. This album features Aquaman, Flash, Wonder Woman, Plastic Man, and Metamorpho. I don't know why they picked Metamorpho of all the characters. Not Batman, not Robin, Metamorpho. And the beginning track, the Justice League song. Are you ready? Yeah. Are you with it? Okay, let's go. The Justice League of America. Love that record. Before that, we listened to Cut from the original Superman radio show, originally aired in 1938. This actually off a vinyl LP featuring four episodes of the original radio show, put out by Golden Age Records, specialized in putting out solely old-time radio shows on vinyl in the 1970s. Before that, we heard a 45 on Columbia Records, the Ned Odom Boys, It's Superman, from the original Broadway musical based on the life of Superman and Clark Kent. And I think that about does it for the superhero portion of the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nestroff. I think we're going to jump right into some hammy, and by hammy I mean shitty, show-busy, however, comedy records. We're going to listen to one by a guy you've never heard of named Jack Wakefield, recorded live at the Concord Hotel in Florida. Jack Wakefield takes Concord. We'll also listen to some other sort of lounge comedy by a guy named Dave Starr and his adults-only comedy record on Surprise Records. The name of the LP, The Nearer the Bone, The Sweeter the Meat. And in the bottom right-hand corner, it says Censored, Not for Airplay, for adults only, but we're going to airplay it anyways. On this same record label, Surprise, Nipsey Russell also recorded, as did B.S. Pulley. Put out a record called B.S. Pulley's Fairy Tales. And if you don't know B.S. Pulley, he was a very gruff, very coarse, very vulgar comic from the 50s and 60s, a nightclub comic, but his claim to fame is probably having co-starred with Frank Sinatra in the film production of Guys and Dolls. We're also going to listen to a weird comedy record by a guy named Hector Nickel called Lady and the Champ. We'll get to that in a while, but first, right now, let's listen to Jack Wakefield Takes Concord.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from the Copacabana, where he was a sensation, the Concord proudly presents one of America's finest comics, Jack Wakefield.
Thank you very, very much. It's great to be back at my home. The Concord has always been my favorite. The Copacabana was great, but here, I don't know what it is. There's just a magic about this room that I love. Here at the Concord, three of the greatest golf courses in the world, right? I played golf here last weekend. I had the greatest time. And you know, you got to be very quiet, especially if somebody's in front of you. There were two guys in front of me teeing off. One guy was just about to hit the ball. A bird flew by, hit him over there. Friend says, I'll be right back. I'll go to clubhouse. I'll get a tissue. He says, idiot, by the time you get back, the bird will be a mile away.
I'd love it, you know. You got. I always say that people should be happy, don't worry about things. I travel around a lot. I go to a lot of countries. I was in Germany, learned how to talk German. Never spoke German in my life. Walked over to a girl, I said, pregnancy date? I wanted to be a doctor. I really mean it. Not that I love medicine, but I like the double park. A doctor, that's a wonderful profession, a well-respected profession. It's the only profession in the whole world. You tell a woman getting dressed, and then you send a bill to the husband. I'll tell you one thing about doctors today. I really admire doctors. They are smarter today than they've ever been. Not that the doctors years ago didn't know what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. But the research has created so many more things today. Doctors know more about cures, more about diseases, more about causes. They know more about living, and more about living not only for you, but for themselves. Years ago, a doctor would work 24 hours a day. You had a little cough in the middle of the night. You call him up. He is there. Now you call him, doc. I can't breathe. I have a little trouble. Take a couple of aspirin, stay in bed. If you're alive in the morning, call me. But I'll tell you one thing. As I said, doctors today, relax more. I don't know what town a lot of you people are from. I'll be all right. I spent $1,000, fix a nose, and out of mouth don't work. Say, it's a real nose, used to be here. But I don't know what town a lot of you people are from, but in my town, if you get sick on a Wednesday, forget it. You don't get a doctor. Oh, you. I see. I call up my doctor. I don't mind that he's not there. Doctors on Wednesday today are very busy. Most of the doctors in my town do research every Wednesday on golf balls. And I don't mind that they go to country clubs. I think it's important because they come to the office more relaxed. The only thing is, they used to have a medical answering service. The nurse used to answer. She's not even there. I think she's the caddy. I call my doctor up. I says, hello, doc. They said, this is a recording. It's a recording? Where's the doctor? He said, the doctor's not here, but you have 30 seconds to state your ailment. Beep. 30 seconds to state an ailment? Beep. By the time I composed myself, all I had time to say is, I'm dying. Well, this is what we live for, as our family, our kids. I thank God that I have this. I thank God for this audience. You are wonderful. Everybody is put on earth for purpose, mine is to instill happiness. Thanks for proving my worth on earth. God bless you, people of the Concord.
I'd like you to meet at this time one of Broadway's favorite comedians. Let's give him a nice welcome, Dave Starr. Here he is.
Wonderful. This is wonderful. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to apologize for starting a little late tonight, but I just got out of a sick bed. My girlfriend had the grip. But it's all right. She let go. This fellow runs into a drugstore, says to the clerk, pardon me, sir, I'd like to purchase one rubber. Clerk says, schmuck, one rubber. One rubber is 50 cents. Take three. Three for a dollar. You'll save money. Fellow, do me a favor. Don't argue with me. All I want is one rubber. Clerk sells no rubber. Fellow buys it. He runs out. An hour later, same fellow, same drugstore, same clerk. Let me have another rubber. Clerk says, hey, you putz, I told you. Schmuck, another rubber will be 50 cents. Take three. Three for a dollar, you'll save money. Fellas, do me a favor. I'm the customer. I'm always right. Don't argue with me. All I want is one rubber. There you hurry it, the clerk says. Sells him the rubber. Fellow runs out. An hour later, same fella, same doctor, same clerk. Let me have another rubber. Clay, you putz.
The clay, you putz, you schmuck.
I told you. At the rate you're going, jerk, take a gross. Fellow says, no. He says, take at least a dozen. Fellow, no, please. He says, I'm trying to quit. saw these two guys in the club the other day. So one guy says to the other, did you sleep with my wife last night? The other fellow says, not a wink. Ask me if I'm a rabbit.
Are you a rabbit?
Yes, I'm a rabbit. Now ask me if I'm a dog.
Are you a dog?
Schmuck, I just told you I'm a rabbit. I had to witness my nephew off at the airport, and I had been wild about 6 weeks ago. So I had to walk into the john. There's a guy sitting on the john, and here's what's taking place. Flight 907, leaving for Los Angeles. Flight 907, leaving for Los Angeles.
Ooh, no toilet paper.
Flight 907, leaving for Los Angeles. He turns to the guy in the next booth. Hey, Mac, you got any toilet paper?
No toilet paper.
Drop dead. Oh, last call, flight 907, leaving for Los Angeles. Hey, Mac, you got 2 5s for a 10? You hear the story about the fag who had a hysterectomy? I know what I ought to do. I ought to bring this thing to a close, and please, beg all of you, please. Do not drink while you are driving. Pull over to the side of the road, take a few sips, and then continue. And if you are driving in that condition, turn up the radio real loud so you won't hear the friggin' crash when the accident happens.
Dave Stock!
Lords, ladies and gentlemen, first public warning. Would you like to welcome the heavy lightweight champion of Scotland, Mr. Hector Nicol?
My God, you're all looking well tonight. And see, you had a bit of keen in fighting. I'm his brother, no so keen in fighting. I've been up to that many times, my wife's got to contain to get me up in the morning. I come from a long line of boxers, all except my uncle. He was a Cocker Spaniel. Never forget my first fight in the gardens. The Botanic Gardens, I was, you know. And I got in the ring there and I took off my dressing gown. All the women started screaming, I forgot to put my drawers on. The referee was going to disqualify me. I said, I was just waving at the crowd. He said, aye, but it was what you were waving at. See, I'll never forget that fight. I went by my corner. Yeah, and I'm sitting there, you know. See, the first round, I was troubled my hands all through the first round. The referee kept standing on him, you know. Big Sadie, my pal, she's a nurse too, you know, Big Sadie. See, she used to be a ballet dancer. She used to dance at one leg like that and then dance another leg, and between the two, she made a living. Her boyfriend bought a lovely present at Christmas. He bought her a beautiful pair of tights. On one leg, he said, a Merry Christmas. Another leg, he said, a Happy New Year. He said, I hope you'll invite me out between the holidays.
Thank you.
In the misty light, footsteps that you hear down the hall, the laugh that floats on the summer night that you can never quite recall.
Now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
Spike Jonze and his City Slickers, their classic standard, Laura, that, and Cocktails for Two, probably their two most famous tracks. Jimmy Cassidy is the name of the singer doing Laura here. Before that, we were listening to three oddball, by that I mean crummy, comedy records, one from Scotland, Hector Nickel. This record titled Lady and the Champ. He appears as a boxer and as a waitress. He's dressed up in drag on the cover. Recorded live at the Venture Lounge, Linwood, Scotland, I'm assuming, from 1974. Before that, Dave Starr, the gruff, crass voice and often racist and homophobic stylings of Dave Starr. The name of the record, The Nearer the Bone, The Sweeter the Meat, 1962, adults-only comedy on Surprise Records. And we started it off listening to Jack Wakefield doing some lounge-style comedy live at the Concord Hotel. Three adults-only comedy records for you to cringe along with. Wakefield's LP, by the way, from 1963.
Hi, this is Jack LaLanne. Are you all ready to start on your way to a lovely figure? You are? Great. Before we begin with Glamour Stretcher Time, I want you to promise me just one thing, that you'll meet me halfway and do every one of the exercises in Glamour Stretcher Time every day, okay? Then let's get started with this little warm-up. It's exercise number one as shown in your exercise chart. It's a wonderful march. Now, I want you to get up on your feet and bring those knees into your chest as high as you can. Let's go! One, two, three, four, one. Way up with those knees, shoulders back, head up, and a great big smile. Now we're living. That's it. Come on now, knees higher. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. That's it. A little higher. Come on. Don't stop. One, two, one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Higher, 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 higher. Shoulders back. Eyes straight ahead. Let's go. One, two, three, four. Higher, higher, higher. One, two, three, and rest. One, two. Oh, wonderful. Take a big deep breath now. Inhale through your nose. Blow it out through your mouth. Inhale again. Exhale. Okay, students, now we're ready for exercise number two, and we're going to use the glamour stretcher, and it's the bicycle exercise. I want you to sit down on your chair. Take one loop of the glamour stretcher, put it around your left foot. That's it. Secure it tightly. Now put it on your right foot. Bend over at the waist. Put the glamour stretcher around your neck. Sit up. Scoot down in your chair so you're sitting right on the edge. That's it. Hang on with your hands so you don't fall off. And we're going to pretend that we are on a bicycle. Now ready? Let's go together. One. two, three, dum. Dee, 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 dee. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Get those legs way out. Feel those hips tightening up. Those thighs are firming up. That waistline is shrinking down. That's what I want. Come on now, way out. That's it. All right, let's pep it up a little faster now. Have your race. Dee, 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 dee. Now, let's see how slow we can go. Slow, slow, slow. Get those knees into your chest and extend them way out in front of you. Come on out more. That's it. Now, pep it up a little bit. I do three more. One, two, three, and rest. Great. Bend over at the waist. Take the glamour stretcher off the back of your neck. Take a big, deep breath. Inhale through your nose. Blow it out through your mouth. Great. Fine. Okay, students, now we're ready for exercise number three. You're sitting in your chair. I want you to bend over at the waist, put the glamour stretcher behind your neck. Now stand up as in position number 3A shown in your chart. Keep your heels flat on the floor. Now I want you to assume position number 3B is shown in your chart. So squat down. Ready? Let's go together. Down, up, and down, and up, and down, and up. Feel the hips and thighs working, and up, and down, and up, and down, and up we go. Don't lean forward so much. Up, and down, and up. Stay down, just a little bit. Stay down. Now up slowly, up, and down, up. Stay up at the top. Now take a deep breath. Inhale through your nose. Exhale. Inhale again. Exhale. Now I want you to sit down. Bend over. Take the glamour stretcher off the back of your neck. Take one more deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. Wonderful. That's the way to do it. Well, students, we're going right along. We're ready for exercise number four. Take the loops of the glamour stretcher off of your feet. Now take one loop, put it around your right ankle. Now the other loop, place it around your doorknob as shown in the illustration.
That's fitness guru Jack LaLanne speaking there. This LP titled Glamour Stretcher Time, a 10-inch on blue vinyl from 1959. And he's talking about this tool in there, the Glamour Stretcher. I don't know if that's its official name. That might just be a brand name, a Jack LaLanne endorsed version of this tool. But you used to see this in old Goofy cartoons. It's one of those things with the springs and handles on either end, and you're supposed to stretch it back and forth, and it's supposed to make you real muscular. Jack LaLanne, who's still alive in his 90s, surfacing late at night on infomercials for juicers. By the time you listen to this podcast, it might be months from now, and he might be dead, and then this is going to sound real dated. But presumably, that record came along for free when you purchased a Jack LaLanne endorsed Glamour Stretcher at your local fitness outlet. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and the Generation Exploitation Podcast. My name is Cliff Nesteroff, and that just about wraps it up for this episode. Thanks for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the superhero portion. I hope you enjoyed the hammy, old-time, adults-only stand-up comedy portion as well. I'm going to leave you now with an interesting song that comes courtesy of an excellent website called bubblegummachine.com. They posted up a track by a group called the Four King Cousins, and I believe this is a very white bread vinyl record of a sort of all-girl group, very Christianized, doing a very nice cover version of a song that you rarely hear covered, the Beach Boys' God Only Knows from Brian Wilson's masterpiece, Pet Sounds. Talk to you soon. Good night.